in the second century of Islam, another sect start coming up between 105 Hijrah and 110. There is a sign of a new group coming with some new ideas and developing some ideas. You remember, if you attend to the first group of lectures I gave about the sects, I mentioned very important fact that sects, it doesn't have a date. You say it was born in that day. Does ideas or sects, it doesn't start like that. It start like an idea, then develop, then a person came and contribute to it. Then after a while, it take shape of a sect of people who write books, who make a system for it, who make rules and regulations. So it developed through any ideas. This is the way it developed. For example, fiqh in Islam. Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali. When you read during Imam Ahmad time, during Shafi'i time, their students, there's no such thing called madhab, it's called Hanafi. How this became, take this shape of regulations and rules and the foundations and people through centuries. It takes time to develop this and to become the way it is now. Even the fiqh as a knowledge, the mustalah al-hadith, usul al-fiqh, start like a statement here, a statement there, somebody contribute this, then somebody come later, he collected these together, put them together, then somebody come after, make tanqih, يعني, he will go over it, he will review it, he will maybe criticize issue in it, he will develop it to become an idea, as a sect, ideologies. Even countries, if you study, for example, the history of the United States, how it start like a 13 state come together, then this idea developed, then after the constitution started, then developed, then became the shape you see it now. So this is the nature of the human being in a civilization. This is the way it is. And this is also the sect. In this period of time, 105, 110, another ideas start coming up. And in that period of time, there is a lot of fitan happened to the Muslim world. There were a lot of ideologies and new idea invading the Muslims. Through those who became new Muslims, who carrying with them their old ideologies, their methods of thinking from different religions, and through those happening because the Muslim civilization start to expose to another civilization. And that's the nature of any civilizations when they meet each other, they affect each other. Islam built a system that we should get benefit from the other civilizations when it comes to other area than the religion, other area than what Allah said, and it's, that's a done deal. We don't need anybody to change this message or change this rule. But we always need other civilization to develop ourselves in science and social and so many different ways and areas. We develop ourselves through this mixing with other civilizations. And that's what happened through the century. But it doesn't always stop there. There is effect in the belief in the religion. And just to give you, to make it more wider, like the Christian civilization was affected so much with the Roman civilization, which is a civilization based on worship, stars, and idols. When they became Christians, they add so much of their old belief to Christianity. And they were able to change so much things in Christianity to go with their old belief. And Hinduism, the Buddhist, has so much effect also in their ideologies, their belief in Christianity. The Greek philosophers, has so much effect on the Christianity. When you study how the Christians, when they're exposed to these civilizations, they develop things in this religion, they change things, it was affected. And as I start my speech today with, we are exposing to what they exposed to. Whatever happened to them is happening to us. With one main important difference, that in this ummah, Allah out of His mercy, because this is the ummah will last to the end of the days, the truth will remain. Falsehood will exist, but the truth will remain. And the vast majority of Muslim will be able to recognize the truth by itself. يعني, you don't need to study 4 years in Sharia to understand that what I just told about Jahmiyyah is a corrupted belief. You can just find this yourself, even if this is your first time to expose to studying Islam. That's something, alhamdulillah, Allah gave it to this ummah. He didn't give it to any other ummah, any other nation. And based on this, I will say in the ummah in that time was exposed to many different civilizations and ideas. And the Muslim were hurt so much. But why, yani, after the problem which is happening in the end of Ali radiallahu anh's time, and the fight happened between him and the Khawarij and the Muawiyah radiallahu anh, and some political issue developed through the ummah, this also developed kind of environment for people to start mixing between politics or their political agendas with the religion. So they will use the religion to attack one side or one group politically through the religion, even by starting a belief to prove that such group was wrong, such group was right, and so on.